This is Radharas Sudaniti class, verse number 88. And this is a beautiful verse about the determined, or the Manjari's resolution, her determination to serve Radharani at all costs. A very beautiful verse. I will just discuss this. The resolution of Radha's Manjari's, verse 88. Yadi sneha radhe tishashi Dishasi Rati Lampatya Padavim Katam Me Sopreshtam Tarapi Mamanishtam Shinu Yata Katakshair Loke Smita Sahachare Jatapulakam Samashlishyam Ucher Attacha Rasye Twat Pararasam. Shripad is praying, O Radhe. Although you may affectionately order me to go to your beloved, who then becomes a womanizer and tries to enjoy me, you should hear what is my resolution. Resolution means sankalp, or my determination. You may, from your side, you're sending Krishna, oh, go enjoy with this manjari. Go have vilas with this manjari. So that's what you want, and that's what you're requesting. But do you want to know what I want? And then she says, what will I do? You should hear my vow. I will tightly embrace Krishna, smile and glance at him with thrill bumps of ecstasy on my skin. But still, I will mostly relish the flavor of serving your lotus feet. In other words, if I have my choice, I want to be your... I want to do charna seva, but since it's your order, your command, because the sakis and manjaris, they all move under the command of Vrindavaneshwari. She's the Ishwari. Ishwari means the controller, the queen. And we have something called agya, guru agya. On this level we have the order of the guru, by which we move in certain ways, in certain places. So on that level, it's one of the, in some cases we see that's listed as one of the 11 aspects of the Siddhadeya is the order of the Guru. But another, mostly what we've seen in practicality, that not so many people have that, because that's already incorporated, Agya and Parakashta, and some things are mentioned in the list of 11, Ekadash Bhav, already incorporated just by being in a manjari. You're already completely surrendered to Radharani and identifying yourself fully in your Abhiman as Radharani's maidservant, Manjari. So this is the verse in second translation. If out of affection for me, Radha, you order me to go to your beloved, Krishna, and then he acts like a debauchee of love, then please hear my resolution, my resolute conviction. So that's why the title of this verse is The Resolution of the Manjaris, The Conviction of the Manjaris. I will glance at Krishna from the corners of my eyes, Manjari Aksha, Kataksha, Manjari Kataksha. Kata means corner and Aksha means eyes. So from the, like we have Radha Kripa Kataksha, so there's Manjari Kataksha. And I will smile mildly and with all my limbs excited and excitedly enraptured, I will forcibly lock Krishna in a robust embrace, all the while relishing the mellows of your lotus feet. So here, ordinarily, when the sakis like Radharani or Lalita or Vishakha, when they're enjoying conjugal vilas of Krishna, which includes coquettish smiles and kisses and warm loving embraces and more, they're not thinking of serving someone's lotus feet, and they're not thinking of anyone else but Krishna and Krishna's pleasure and happiness with all their body, mind and words and actions. Because they're nayakas, they're the heroines and the prema shrayas of Krishna, they're the enjoyed by Krishna, he's the enjoyer. But the manjaris, they're saying, all right, you're asking me, you're asking me, Radharani, to do this, but I don't want to do this, because I'm your manjari, I'm your kinkri, I'm your nitya kinkri, a nitya dasi. So, all right, I'll do it. Like many people are engaged in activities physically, but their minds aren't there. It's very common. Like our work, for example. We're working, but our mind is somewhere else, if it's not an occupation that we relish or like. So then this verse is saying, okay, ordinarily, because sometimes Radharani, you have to see the comparison, the contrast. Because Radharani also orders Krishna to go to the Sakis. When she's tired in Kunja after rasa dancing, and even enjoying with Krishna in the most amazing ways, then she says, oh, I'm tired. Why don't you go now? Just leave. And I'm sure there's many other Sakis that are very excited and interested to meet you right now. So then Krishna comes out of the Kunja with Radharani and thinks, oh, where do I go? Lalita, Shaivya, Chandravali. Because number two, number one is Radharani, number two is Chandravali, number three is Lalita, number four is Padma, number five is Vishakha. And there's a whole hierarchy of the top, there's eight Sakis, of all the primary Sakis, that's listed in Padma Purana and Ujjvala Nilamani. It's not Radharani has her eight Asha Sakis. But of all the thousands of Sakis, eight are prominent, and then they list the names. Radharani, Chandravali, Padma, Shaivya, Lalita, maybe Vishakha, and then Shamala, Tara, I forget. There's these eight, and some of those Sakis are the Ashta Sakis of all of them, the Mukhya Sakis. Some are in Radharani's Paksha, her group or party, and some are in Chandravali's, like Shaivya and Padma, there. And, of course, Chandravali's. Shaivya and Padma are the equivalent of Lalita and Vishakha. So then the Padma Puran goes on to say, among the thousands there are eight prominent Sakis. So Chandravali is not a small contender. She's number two. And she's one of the top eight. Then it says, of the eight there's two. The best of all is eight. And the best of eight is two. Who are the two? Chandravali and Radharani. And of these two, who is the best? Jai Jai Shri Radhesham. That's obvious answer. Even the Padma Purana agrees to that. And it wasn't written by a bunch of mantris or a bunch of Gaudiyas. It was written by a bunch of rishis and sages. And God knows, it's all stories, so someone's speaking to someone. And it may very well be Krishna is speaking to someone, or Shiva speaking to Parvati, or Narada speaking to Brahma, or Brahma speaking to Narada, or Narada speaking to Vyas, or Gautam and this and that. It's all conversations and people and rishis and sages and Bhagavan speaking something to someone about something. Stories and interesting morals and lots of important spiritual facts also, in addition to all the other basic things. Because in the Puranas you find chapters on how to brush your teeth and how to maintain your health and how to produce healthy children, all kinds of stories, practical things. That, for example, there's a Purana called Garuda Purana. It's very popular. But what they sell generally in the market and Lai Bazaar is some abbreviated outline of that. It's very thin, but actually it's four volumes in English from Munshi Ram. Garuda Purana explains going to hell, which is not too much. I don't want to encourage anyone to go there. Don't try work on your own. But it explains that there's two ways to go there. There's two pathways. There's actually three. There's one path. Well, there's two basic paths. One path is for the pious, and one path is for the impious. And how does Yamraj look to the sinners? And how does he respond to the sinners? And how does he respond to the Vaishnavas? Because even Vaishnavas will go there and visit. That's what it says. And they will go down. And the pathway to hell, by the sinners, it describes it's hot copper, it's burning hot copper, fire under, it's a copper road with fires underneath it like a stove. Like the road is like this, like the skillet on your stove or the tawa for cooking your chapatis with the flame underneath it. So you have to walk along that burning your feet, and there's German shepherd dogs on both sides biting your calves and legs and backside. And these guys are whipping you and pushing you forward with spears. And on both sides there's deserts and just thorn trees and everything, and the sun is beating down your head and you're sweating and keep falling, and they crack you and you keep walking and walking for 1 year on your journey, 1 year journey to hell after death. 1 year of psychic subtle time, something like 7 seconds or whatever it is in our time. And then it describes the path of the pious, and there's fruit trees on both sides, and they're just walking along like walking through a country road, and this nice sandy, soft, cool sand below your feet, and like walking along the beach on a moonlit night. And it's very refreshing, and you stop and eat some fruit sometimes, take a bath in some lakes along the way. And then when, this is a summary, and when the sinner goes to see the king, the king, the Yamaraj, the king in the court of hell and judgment, he's sitting on a throne about 50 feet in the air, and he has this ferocious look, and these deep-set eyes, and the black color, and he has a hood on his head, and he asks, "Who? What is it?" And they ask Chitragupta, "What is the report here?" And then they say, then he, he tells them, and then he says, you know, condemns them to this hell and that hell. Then the saintly people, the devotees, when they come and they say, "Who is this?" "Oh, this is so and so. He didn't take birth in Boma Vrindavan because he didn't attain prema. So this will be probably a lot of us will see this scenario, or maybe all of you, me, all of us." So see, he didn't quite. It's almost, but not quite. Okay, what's the report on him? "Oh, he did so many prakamas and so many this, that, and serving devotees and acha." And then, and the feature of Yamaraj is beautiful golden skin, a beautiful demigod, long wavy hair, and as soon as they bring forth a devotee kind of like a judgment, then Yamaraj comes down his throne and he embraces the devotee. He says, "I'm so happy to meet you. You're such a great devotee. Anyway, you've done so many good things, but you haven't quite made it. So now you go to Boma Vrindavan. If you had some ichha, then you go to..." Like Prabhupada said in one letter about Jayananda, here's two letters he wrote, his disappearance. He said, if he had any material desires, he's gone to Chandraloka. He's gone to Chandraloka because that's the nearest planet to the Earth planet. Chandraloka is very relatively close and not far from Pitriloka. And so from there, I mean relatively in terms of vast spaces, and you go there and enjoy celestial delights and somaras and so many things, and then he'll take birth again in a great devotee family and get liberated. So similarly, Yamaraj says, "You've done lots of good things, and you just take one more birth in earth, you'll be born in Radhakund in a Brahmin family, and your parents will want you to get married, you'll say, 'No, I want to be a Baba,' and you'll be a Babaji, and you'll take initiation from some Siddha saint, and then you'll just live out in some chopri out in the middle of someone's wheat field and do your bhajan." Like then you go to see Madhav Das Baba. Madhav Das Baba is a Brahmin, a UP Brahmin. He lives in Mukurai. He's been adopted by the village. And he just stays there and does bhajan. It's like this. So here, this verse is very interesting because oftentimes the question is brought up, how is it that the Mantris are totally in Seva Bhava and they're Dasis, they're called Dasis. And then we have this title, Dasi. I'm so-and-so Dasi. We're all Dasis of Radharani and Krishna. Radha-Madhav, Yugal-Sarkar, Radha-Madhav. And Dasi means servant. And that's our nature and our characteristic. We're made of Seva. We're thinking Seva and looking for Seva and doing Seva at every moment, with every breath and every word and every action. So how is it that our stahi rati is madhur rati? Madhur means husband, wife, man, woman, conjugal, intimate love. That's the difference. Offering your entire body without any inhibitions or any considerations for the pleasure of the beloved, either in a lawful relationship of pati-bhav and marriage, or in parikya, or utpati-bhav, where you're not married, paramour love. But this is the most intense experience of love and most demanding and compelling sambandha, a relationship, in the human world and also in the spiritual world. So the mandris, that's their stayarati. It's not dasyarati and it's not vatsalya, although they have protective feelings towards Radharani and they always stand up for her when Krishna, you know, and try and take her side against Radharani, against Krishna, and protect her and protect her interests and lie to the relatives when it's necessary and to the mother-in-law, whatever. So, but yet, nevertheless, they have Madhurarati, and there's two explanations given of that. And this is one here, and we'll see part two in this discussion. So this, ultimately, when it comes down, the Madhurarati, because they're servants of Radha and Krishna's conjugal loving pastimes. It's clear that Radharani is in Madhurarati, and Lalita and Vishakha and all the Asasakis and Nayakas, or heroines of Radha and Krishna, Krishna. They're Nayakas, he's a Nayak, lover and beloved. So they're enjoying intimately with Krishna. They have their kunjas, Lalita kunja and Vishakha kunja, and all over Braj, and there are so many pastimes they have, and Krishna loves them and enjoys with all of them intimately. But the mantris are always there fanning and offering some drinks and some fruits and carrying messages and dressing and taking food remnants here and there and giving reports and telling where's Krishna, where's Radha, how does Krishna feel, telling Krishna how does Radha feel. They're conveying messages and news. They're busy serving. So we'll hear something about that. So the first point is that Radharani, it says here, due to her affection for her mandris, Radha rewards them. And that's in this verse, it says, Yadi Snehad. That we say the mandris are Radha Sneha Adik. They have more affection for Radharani than they do for Krishna. They have unlimited love for Krishna and unlimited love for Radha and Krishna together, but they have more. The wife loves her children so much that she loves her husband more. And of her five or six children, if she has so many, she may love one, she loves them all unlimitedly and do everything. But somehow it's natural that her heart will go to one. As Krishna tells in Gita, Samaham sarvabhuteshu name dvesu shtiapriya. Samaham sarvabhuteshu. I'm equal towards everyone. Samaham sarvabhuteshu. All the living entities. I am Samaham. I am equal. But someone shows affection towards me, and someone calls my name and serves me and surrenders me and says, Hey Bhagavan, kripa karo, seva chaihe, apka prem seva chaihe. I want your loving service. Then my ear goes to him, my heart goes to him. I'm maintaining all the living entities. I'm feeding everyone from the ant to the elephant, from the microbe to the bacteria to the fungus and the bacteria and viral infections. I'm feeding them all and providing for everyone, giving everyone a place to live and food to maintain themselves. Now I'm providing happiness, I'm giving strength and power and intelligence. I'm giving to all. But Krishna, he reveals that this is the nature of personality. It's not mechanical. The nature of personality, that's the difference between machines and matter and spirit. Spirit has feelings, spirit has emotions. And he's the supreme personality of Godhead. And in Sanskrit, it's Purusha, Purusha Uttam. So we are personalities of consciousness. We are all particles of personal consciousness, and he's the supreme part, spiritual consciousness. Consciousness is alive. It's chit. It's chaitana, and anything that's alive has feelings and sensitivities and sensations and likes and dislikes and movements. It's the nature of life. So this is Radharani as the mandris or Radha Sneha Adik. Then Radharani here is as Yadi Sneha Radha Dishasi, Dishasi Rati Lampatya Padavim. She's saying, Oh Radharani, out of your affection, Oh Radhe, out of your affection, you've given me an order. And when the queen gives an order, the servants can't say no thanks. Because if the king says do this, and you say, Oh, I don't want to. Really? I'll give you one more chance. You do this. I don't want to. Then he takes out his sword. He holds his sword in front of your head and he says, Three strikes, you're out. He said, No. Now you do this. Yes, Your Holiness. Yes, Your Highness. You should say Your Highness or whatever. Yes, Maharaj. Jiha Maharaj. Yes, Raj. Is Maharaj, yes, and Fatafat, you do the same thing. Otherwise, so this is the idea that the servants submit to the master, or the Sevites submit to the mistress. So the Mantris, they live to please Radharani. Their only idea or conception is to please Radharani. And she's asking me to do something. I want you to go make love with Krishna. I want you to go enjoy intimately with Krishna. Abba, 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 abba. Me? I'm only 12. You're 14. You're 14 years and 2 months and 15 days, and I'm only 12 years and 9 months and 10 days. So then, or 12. So I'm small, I'm little. And Krishna he's not attracted to me. No, when you go, you'll see. he's not all that particular. And because she says here, Rati Lampati, she says, you're sending me to your lover, Rati Lampati. That means the lover of Rati, the womanizer. Because Rati, we have Kamadeva and Rati. In the material world, Rati is the wife of Kamadeva. Kamadeva is lust, and his wife's name is Rati, which means bhav, bliss, love, attachment, many things it means. So it's Kamadeva and Rati, but there's the Aprakrita Kamadeva. The Sakshat Manmata, the Alokik Murtiman, Krishna, Smara Murtiman, he is the transcendental Kamadeva, which everyone meditates in their Dika, as they say in Bengali, Dika, Diksha, mantras, Vim Kamadevaya Vidmehe. I know, Krishna, you're the transcendental Cupid, and you're full of attraction. This Cupid's making me attractive here, but please, you make me attractive there to you. To your 5 arrows, the arrows of your beautiful form, the arrow of your beautiful form, and the arrow of your beautiful fragrance, and your beautiful speech, and the sound of your flute, and the touch of your body, and the touch of your feet, and the taste of your lips, and the taste of your prasadam, and the taste of the dust of braj. Oh, so many things, the five, may the objects of my 5 senses be the transcendental comedy of Radharaman. Mera Radha Ramana Giridhari. So this is the Lampat. We've heard of this. We chant this prayer every day to attain attraction for the holy name, as Krishna's Kaviraj encourages us in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Anti Lila, chapter 20, that anyone who chants this prayer sincerely and genuinely in glorification of Radha Govinda Yugo and the Radha Krishna Yuga Mahamantra, which is what I like to call it. Radha Krishna Yuga Mahamantra, which is generally known briefly as the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you know. So that prayer, as we also know, but okay, we leave the institution, we're not bounded by the 4 walls, but we should have the 4 walls of our heart. As being an institution, or any institution, is only to give space for your heart to develop wings to fly. Runway is only a space for the plane to take off. Once it takes off, it flies. So the airplane is our heart, and the runway is sadhusanga or institutions, whatever it takes to get us in the sky. Because that sky is a spiritual sky. Paravyom. So we have, okay, I'm not an institution, so, well, when I was in the institution, I used to worship Tulsi, and I used to chant Shikshastakam and 10 offenses, and I don't even know what they are anymore, and I don't, Tulsi, you know, she doesn't grow in Kakistan, and Chaito Darvanam, I don't know, I forgot that long ago. So this is not a very good sign. Because there are certain strong things that we should do. So this thing he's saying, the Chaita Dharpana Marsham. So then the last prayer, because 2 of the words from that last verse are in this are here. So Lord Chaitanya uttered this prayer in his ecstasy of Mahabhav, experiencing Radharani's Mahabhav and Puri and Gambhira Leela, the deep depths of the secrecy of the Gambhira Leela. This last 6 years, there's 24 years in Puri as sannyas, 6 years traveling hither and thither and back to his home base, and 18, then 12 years after 6 years and 12 years, 18 years permanently in Jagannath Puri, Sri Khetradham, the place to realize Radharani. It's called Sri Khetra. Confirm. The place to realize Radharani, her Mahabhav. Krishna came there in the form of Mahaprabhu to Sri Kshetra. Kshetra means the place, the field of Sri. Who Sri? In the temple there's Bimala Devi. Bimala Devi is a form of Sri or Lakshmi. And all of Jagannath's bhog, after he finishes it, then it's offered to Bimala, then goes to Anand Bazaar and goes in our belly, and we become Anand. Pek Bolo Anande, Bajarada Govinde, they say in Hindi or Bengali. Pek Bolo Anande, B-H-O, it means when your stomach is full, then you can serve Radha Govinda. Pek means stomach. Pek Bolo, Bolo Anande, Bajarada. Bhaje Radha Govinde. So when your stomach is full of Jagannath Mahaprasadam, which you purchase in a place called Anand, Anand Bazaar, then you can, your pate becomes really Anand. Then you can really do Radha Govinda Bhaje worship. So there in the Gambhira Leela, he's saying that, you know, this Krishna, you're a lumpat, you're a debauch. What kind of lover are you? Ashlishyava parvatam panashtamam madarshanam mamatam karotava yata tatava vidadantu lampato. But you're a lampat, but I just, you're my everything. Right? Mat prana natas tu sa eva na para. You're a lampat, you're a debauch, you're a cheater, you're a liar. But na paraha. There's no one else for me. I'm stuck with you. I'm glued to you. I'm fixed to you. It's just do or die. It's you. You and you. Mat prana natas. You're my Nath. You're my Nathji. You're my Srinath. You're my Radhanath. You're my Kantanath. You're my everything. I can't, without you, I'm finished. Mat prana. You're my pran. Without, there's pancha pran. You know, the pancha prana is Krishna's five senses. And when Radharani can see Krishna's eyes with her eyes and hear his voice with her ears and taste his lips with her mouth and smell his fragrance with her nose and touch him with her hands, and her five senses can communicate or interact with Krishna, then she lives. That's the pancha prana. Krishna's form, Krishna's eyes, Krishna's rupam, Krishna's gandham, Krishna's rasam, sparsham, and Shabda. These are the five Gyanindriya, five knowledge acquiring senses. Eyes see form, nose perceives smells and sound, Shabda, and taste, Rasam, and touch, Sparsham. So this is the Pancha Prana. You're the Lord of my senses, the Lord of my heart, the Lord of my life. Mat prananatastu sa eva na para. There's no one else. So here this says, Yadi snehad rada, rati lampatya padavim. Padavim means feet, but it also means position, padavim. We say paramparam. Paramparam means going to Vaikuntha. There's one verse in Bhagavatam. Paramparam navipadam natesham. Paramparam navipadam natesham. The devotee who surrenders to Krishna and takes full shelter of Krishna. Samastrita ye. Samastrita. Samashrita ye parapalava plavam mahatpadam pune shomarari bhavambudira vatsa paramparam yavipadam natesham. This is in Brahmastuti, 10th canto, chapter 14. So anyone who takes full shelter of Krishna, samashrita, then this bhavambudi, this ocean of material existence, becomes like a vatsapada. Vatsa. Hey, vatsa! This is how. This vatsa means baby cow. So Mother Yashoda, she calls her child. She says, hey vatsa. And he says, hey janani. He's in Govinda Lilamrita. Hey vatsa. What are you doing? Like we have nicknames in India, poo poo, pee pee, you know, this, that, I don't know, babu, boo boo, baba, you know, different names they have for their children. Maybe Sunil Gupta, but they call him BB or Boo Boo or something. Whatever. I don't know. You know better. So is Vatsa. So then the whole world becomes like just like the water in the calf's hoofprint, the whole ocean, Bhavambudi, the ocean of material existence. Because he's going paramparam. So paramparam means the topmost destination, the topmost place, Vaikuntha. So that word is there. Radharani, you put me in this place by your dishasi. Dishasi means agya, order, your command, the royal command, the command from up high. The queen is ordering you to do this. Yes, dasosmi, dasiosmi, I am your servant. So then, go there to that lampat. All right, I'm going, on your order, I'm going to meet your rati lampat. I don't know what's going to happen to me. He'll ravish me and pull me and break me in half. So this is the first thing, is that Radharani is doing this not to torture the Manjari, but two things. To test the Manjari, to glorify the Manjari in front of Krishna and all of us, and also to allow the Manjari to have experience of Madhura Rati. Because Madhura Rati means kisses, you know, men, women, embracing, kissing, and all these different things that everyone knows very well. So go, enjoy with that lampat. He's a debauchee. Because a modern person was to analyze some of these statements, they would say, what is this Krishna? There's some name for that, pedophile. It's called pedophile when an adult enjoys with children. Like some man tries to enjoy, it's called pedophile. So, but if someone, some materialistic professor that's not a devotee, he reads, this fully grown man fully enjoying a 12-year-old girl, this is not too much appreciated. No, and this is called pedophile. I think it's pedophile. But it's not like that, because they're all transcendental bodies. Nijarupataya kalabi. They're all expansions of Krishna. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhi. Kalabi reva nijarupataya kalabi. Krishna is, it's told in Brahma Samhita that all these nijarupataya, they're everyone, all the associates of Krishna, all the sakis, and Manjaris are all expansions of his own body. So he's only enjoying himself in one sense, another aspect of himself. The Bhagavatam verse describing Rasalila says that Krishna wasn't dancing with other men's wives, he was dancing with a shadow. If you go somewhere and there's some spotlights in a dance floor and they're shining on you, and you, as you dance around, your shadow, your chaya, your shadow is being cast on the floor, and someone comes in, oh! Who are you dancing with? Who is that black girl you're dancing with? It's not a black girl, that's my shadow. Well, I'm calling the police. This is immoral, this is irreligious. No, obviously that's ridiculous. Like, that's mine. That shadow is mine. It's not different from me. It exists because I'm existing. Where I'm moving, it's moving. This is the Sakis and Manjaris. The Manjaris and Sakis are all expanded from Radharani, and Radharani is expanded from Krishna, and all the associates. This is part one. We're continuing verse 88 about how Radharani is rewarding the Manjaris. And she, the first line here, says, Yadi snehad radhe dishasi rati lampatya padavim, that you've ordered me to take the position as the enjoyed of the enjoyer, the lampat, the rati lampat, that wanton lover, that nagar, that romantic hero of Braj, your very own Shamsundar. So then, following suit with Radharani's request, Shamsundar assumes the position of a womanizer. And so in the Chaitanya Charitamrita verse that I mentioned, it says, Vedadatu says, Ashlishya, So here, Radharani in this verse is calling, she, there, Mahaprabhu and Radhabhab, he's calling Krishna, he's, you're Lumpat, you're Debauchi. What is the meaning of Lumpat? It means a man who is greedy. What is, who is a Lumpat? A man who is greedy to mix with many women for sense gratification. It's a man who is very much attached to women because of his lusty desires. In other words, a debauchee. So, the Radharani is calling God a debauchee. Can you imagine? In any other religious pursuit, God is the supreme controller, the supreme organizer, the supreme... He's very kind and loving and compassionate. He's a debauch! He's a lusty brute. It's inconceivable. That's why the people, they think, the many people in the world, or even in India, think that Gaudiya Vaishnavas are a bunch of perverts. And they've concocted some upside-down viewpoint of God. You're all perverted, and you created a perverted God to match your own ambitions and desires. That's a criticism that's often given. We'd rather worship Ram, Maryada Avatar, Sitaram, Law, Order, Compassion, for Ek Patni Brata, only one wife from beginning to end, risk his life, save her life, kill the demon, rescue your wife. This is the ideal of virtue, this is the ideal of God. This Krishna? The Madhvacharya, they don't even accept, there's no such thing as Bhagavan, Krishna and Vrindavan. There's no such thing as Radharani. Do you know that? You've heard of the Madhva Sampradaya? They worship Krishna in Vaikuntha, in Dasyarati. They say, this is some fictitious thing, they don't accept it. And it's a serious sampradaya. So this is Lord Chaitanya, it's a very special fortune. Anarpita charim charat. Charim charat, and even in Hindi the same word, means for a long time. This has never been offered or presented. It was offered, but not never offered, but long time. Day of Brahma, that's pretty long. So then the Manjri's mood of loving mood towards Radharani is Radharani Sneha Adhika. So Radharani showing special affection to the Manjri says, listen, go, you go enjoy. So then the second point is, what is the Manjri's mood of service to Radha? And we see that here. This is in Mama Nishtam Shinu Yuta. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling Arjuna, Tat Shrinu. Because Arjuna, he was hearing so many discussions on tattva from Krishna, and Arjuna was so much lamenting and so much attached to his relatives and his Dhanurved guru, Dronacharya, who taught him archery, and he was fighting on the other side and organizing the armies of the Kauravas and Duryodhan, and Bhishma was there as grandfather, so he was very much weak-hearted and he couldn't hear very attentively. He was absent-minded because his heart was full of Vishad. Even one of the chapters of Gita is called Vishad Yoga. Vishad means lamentation or anxiety and like this. So Krishna says, listen, Shunye, Tat Shrinu, Tat, just hear that. Hear what I'm saying. So now the Manjri is saying, all right, Dasasmi, it's your love for me and you want me to really experience the thrill and ecstasy of being Krishna's lover like all the Sakis. But Mama Nishtam Srinuyata, but please listen to my Nishta. Nishta means your fixed position, your fixed realization, your determination. We say Vajana Kriya, then Nishta, your fixed position, you're not wavering. You're solid, you're confident, your faith is deep, your practices are solid and strong, your realizations are good and clear. So it's nishta. You see, this also means, this is my conviction, Radharani, this is my firm belief. And what you want to hear what I have to say. And then he says, so then the next line is like this, is this is my my belief. So then she says, please hear what my vow. Then it describes, then the Manjari, then the next verse, point three, describes how expertly the Manjari does her seva under Radha's order. Because when we have a seva to do for Guru or Vaishnavas or Krishna or Radharani, either here as sadhakas, then one of the 26 qualities of a devotee is expert. Have you heard this? Expert. So if you have to cook for Krishna, or you have to, for example, you're supposed to give a class, so you're asked to give a class, so you should prepare, unless you have a notion of knowledge or you're a greatly realized soul and you can just speak on any topic and any tattva at any time. And there are many empowered great acharyas and teachers like that, of course. But if that isn't your stature, then you prepare. It's your duty. You don't just, I don't know what the verse is. Or, what's the verse? Oh, by the way, you know, and tell some stories. And it's a responsibility. Relationship, any relationship brings with it responsibility. And responsibility means actions. That means, if you're delegated to be a teacher, then you have to prepare your lesson. You don't already know everything and realize everything. So that means you have to be expert as much as you can be. You prepare. So the sakis, when they're serving, they're going to do it expertly. Radharani says, go enjoy with the Rati Lampat. Yes, all right. So then, I've been watching Radharani for time eternal, and I'm also a lady, I'm also a Manjari, and I'm also very beautiful and attractive, just like the sakis. In one place it says that Manjaris could even be Yukteswaris, group leaders, if they wanted to be, but they're not. They're happy just to be, that's their eternal svabhav, their abhiman is, I'm Radha Dasi, Ami Radha Palya Dasi, eternally. So then she says, this is what I do, Katakshira Loke Smita Sahacharya, and Jatapulakam. Says, I will look at Krishna like this, I will smile and look at him and encourage him and make him feel very happy and enthused by seeing my excited look in my eyes and my agreeable posture. So then the Manjaris, but then they show that, then the Manjaris express their personal desire and vow. So after submitting to Radharani's request, affectionate request, because it says sneha, it's a very nice phrase when you look at it, sneha radhe dishasi. You can, to make it more familiar, Sneha Radha Agya. Radharani gave me an order, but very affectionately. Hey, do this! Oh, okay. That's one way to ask someone to do something. And there's so many ways, but with affection, this is the best way. This is how Radharani speaks to her Manjaris. And that's how she requests her Manjaris with affection. Obviously the Manjaris, at any time, in any place, in any circumstance, they'll do whatever Radharani asks or wants, and same with Krishna. And even without even being asked, as I mentioned yesterday, the quality of first class servant, because of the Manjaris are Tadatmika, Tanmaya and Tadatmika. With Radharani's bhav, her very feelings, how her feelings are moving. At any given moment, we're feeling good, we're feeling disturbed, we're feeling restless, we're feeling peaceful, we're feeling newer joy rising within us. So whatever feelings Radharani's undergoing or experiencing in her intimate exchanges with Krishna and love dalliance or whatever, Manjaris are fully in tune with that. And then they also anticipate how this emotion will move and how the pastime will go in this direction or that direction. And then they prepare, because there's two channels for the Manjaris are operating on. One is that they're always in tune with the needs of seva. What does Radharani require? What seva is required for the pastimes of Radha and Krishna to go smoothly and nicely without any inhibition or without any break? So they're always operating and that's their main objective and their main meditation, their main absorption and attention is seva, seva. What seva? When? At this time? Watching the pastime. At the same time, they're moving, their hearts are side by side with Radharani's hearts moving through the pastime. Their minds are side by side with Radharani. They're one in heart and mind, and even in body. So they're experiencing whatever Radharani's experiencing and feeling whatever she's experiencing. And that's great ecstasy. They experience the Mahabhav that Radharani's experiencing. Even the highest extent of Divyonmad, which is the greatest. This is the, and the Madanaikya, then it goes, Madanaikya gets accelerated to this Divyonmad, which has two branches which are revealed in, to Uddhava, into the world, in Brahma Gita, chapter 47 of the Bhagavatam. Udgorna and Chitrajalpa, speaking crazy and acting crazy and like this, not crazy, but just in the madness of divine absorption, divine love, and this enjoyment and experiencing, even with Krishna, experiencing so much bliss and even imagining he's not even there in one sense. So the mantras are there, but they're always fixed on seva. So then she says here that I'm submitting to Radharani's affectionate request. So when we ask someone to do something, it should be with affection. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, it says that the Guru has the Vatsalya Bhav for the disciples. It's like the mother and father, they don't command and order the children to do things like they order the house servants or some worker in a factory. And they say, in Hindi they say, Tum, you do this, and then there's up. And then what to speak in a family when the mother or father are asking their children, they don't say tum and they don't say up. They have some affectionate, oh beti, come on, please do like this, and oh okay. And they cajole and induce and encourage their children to behave properly or act or do small sevas or proper actions by their love. Love is the best principle everywhere for training or teaching or inspiring or like this. So the Radharani is Radha Sneha Agya, Radha Sneha Dishasi. So then it says the last line is Samashlasyam Ucher Atacha Rasaye Tadpada Rasam. After hearing she carries out that service, and the loyal and surrendered Mantri then reveals her own mind. I'll do whatever you say, my Ishvari. You're my Ishvari. It's a very common name in the Rasa Shastras. Oh, Ishvari, Radharani. It's not in the sense of, because when we think of Parama Ishvara in Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha, the Krishna Bhagavan is the Parameshwara, the Supreme Controller. When we think of that, then we think of some dictator or some very powerful personality, almost with a bit of fear. I mean, the word Ishvara, Parameshwara, brings some fear or some reverence or some awe and some distance and grandeur and majesty and like this. But when the Mantris and Sakis, even the Sakis, are calling Radharani Ishvari, that's her name, Ishvari. It's very enough. Well, you're our Ishvari, because you're the queen of our heart. Ishvari means queen, mistress, ruler, controller. It means controller. But affectionate controller. Sneha Ishvari. So when they say it, Lalita says, oh Ishvari. Or Rupa Mantri, Rati Mantri, oh Ishvari. They say it with love, yes, you're my controller, because I have willingly and lovingly submitted to you and surrendered to your feet. Dasi, 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 anodasi. Dasi, 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 anodasi. Dasi, radhacharana dasi. I'm a servant of the lotus feet of Radharani. And I'm happy about it. I happily chose that position, that padavim. And I'm satisfied with that, and I want to do that at every moment, every second, everywhere, life after life. I don't want anything more or less. This is Niskinchan. Niskinchan sadhu or Niskinchan sadvi. A devotee who is totally attached to the seva of Radha and Krishna, he or she has no kinshin. They have no, they don't have anything else. They don't want anything else in this world. So they're nish kinshin. Kinshin means, like we say in Bengali, they say kichu. Ami bangla bhasha kichu jani. Ami bangla bhasha kichu jani. Bangla bhasha ami kichu jani. So the language of Bengali, ami, I know very little. It means ami, I, kichu, little. So kichu, kinshin. In Hindi, I think it's the same, kincha. We say akinchan or niskinchan. No, nothing. So the mantras, they're like this. They have only one to serve. I'll do whatever you say, Ishri. But from my side, I prefer to relish the rasam, the divine blissful rapture of serving your lotus feet. That's why the conclusion is there, because the Manjari is explaining in these words here how she will do the seva. Oh, you want me to be the object of that lampat and lusty desires? You want me to submit my Manjari body, my kinkari form, to Krishna to enjoy? All right, and this is what I'll do. It says samashlishyam ucher, like we say uchasik japa. I mean, it's not really japa, but there's three ways to chant the holy name. Two are japa, one is kirtan. So kirtan means uchai. Uchai means loudly chanting. Uchai means forceful. Uchai. So the word in the verse, it says uchair, which means forceful, robust. So Radharani, and samashlishya, ashlishya means embrace in Sanskrit. Like we say alingata, I think alingata. Say alingata, premalingata. Prema lingata means a loving embrace, caress. So when you say sama shlishyam uchar, I will forcefully lock Krishna in my arms. Sama, completely embrace him. Uchar, with great force. So this is Madhurarati. So this is the Manjari is experiencing, they're embracing Krishna chest to chest. But it doesn't say Rati Keli. Rati Kele means conjugal union. Shrinkar Rati. Doesn't say it, embrace. It says, Atacha, I will do it, I will do this. Forceful, robust. Uchar means forceful, robust embrace of your lampat. That Rati lampat, Shamsundar. Atacha. But still, listen. This is my mama nishtam. This is my vow. That rasaye twat padarasam. Twat means twam. Twam means your. I want to rasya padarasam. I want to ras. I want to taste the ras of your feet. Because I'm a dasi. Because, like we say, there's nine limbs of devotion. And the fourth one is called shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam. So pada sevanam means to serve the feet. To be a humble servant of the feet. So that's what, can you imagine going from locking Krishna in a samashlishtam ucher, forceful, robust, tight, loving and caress and embrace, going from that topmost position, saying, I don't want it. I want to worship your feet. I want to dust off your feet or brush off the dust from your feet with my hair and hold your, and caress your feet to my breast and gaze at the beauty of your feet with my eyes and smell the sweet fragrance of your feet with my nose. Then if no one's looking in the kunja, then I will kiss your lotus feet. That's the verse we heard the other day from Sankalpa Kalpa Juma, Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, and the end of Nisha Lila. So this is the conclusion that this verse is saying these points, that, and there's a lila behind it, but I want to say that because I want to describe more in this point. So this is basically this verse, and then there's a lila behind it, and we'll hear about that tomorrow, because the commentators, they give a slight twist to the whole thing. And it's kind of a surprise ending. This verse has a surprise ending. The verse is clearly saying that the Manjari embraces Krishna on the order of Radharani. But then there's a twist given to that by the commentators and this Tika. But I wanted to, I guess there's not much time, there's only 5 minutes left. But tomorrow we'll hear some more about how the Manjaris are enjoying Madhura Rati. How they're, like here, this verse is indicating to some extent they're enjoying Madhura Rati, but not the fullest expression. It's not that they're just massaging Radharani's feet. They're there because, and we'll hear more about the second aspect, that whatever Radharani enjoys, they enjoy. But they're also directly enjoying, you can see from this verse. On Radharani's order, they're embracing Krishna. Sometimes they're kissing Krishna, Krishna's fondling them. All that is explained. But they never waver, their consciousness never wavers that I'm Radharani's dasi. And they say, oh yes, I do this. And they offer to some limited extent. And Krishna, he enjoys in a limited way with them, on Radharani's order, but not independently. But then he's free to do whatever he wants also. He's free, you know, no one, it's unpredictable. But this is the general trend of the whole relationships and identity and position movements of the Manjaris, that Krishna respects them. Although they're very tantalizing, they're very attractive and very sweet, and if he catches a Manjari alone, and there's so many, there's one pastime in Ujjwala Nilamani, where Ujjwala Nilamani, there's one Manjari, her name is Mani. Mani means gem, jewel. She meets Krishna and Lalita Mishaka are there. And they're telling, Mani Manjari, look, you're all, Krishna's here. Why didn't, now, you've heard so much about Krishna being such a romantic hero. And you know the Sakis are enjoying so much pleasure and when they're meeting intimately with Krishna. Why don't you enjoy? It's all right, go ahead. Why don't you enjoy with Krishna? She says, and Krishna says, yes, come, Mani Manjari, come. Let's go into Kunja, just you and I. You're so attractive, I feel very attracted to you. And then the Sakya says, go, and Lalita Misha, go ahead, it's okay. Look, we go with him, it's no problem. Radharani won't mind, it's all right. It sounds like Maya preaching to us, right? You're trying to follow properly the Maya. Says, go ahead, you know, it's okay, do this, do that. It's okay. But this is in the transcendence, and Divya Leela, and transcendental spiritual bodies, so... They're encouraging, and Krishna's making eyes, like holding her hand. Come, she says, no. Listen, I know what you're saying. That is, I could experience amazing ecstasies and pleasures of Sringar Rati, enjoying with Shamsundar as all my big sisters do, all of you Sakis, like my big sisters. But it really, I find so much pleasure from serving Radharani's feet, that I, in my heart, I can't imagine that there's any greater pleasure than that. So now, this anecdote from Ujjwala Nilamani is told later by the Sakis. They go to Radharani, they say, Radharani, do you want to know how loyal, you want to know the resolution, Mama Nishtam, Nishtam means resolution. Do you want to know the resolution of your Manjaris, of your surrendered maidservants? How attached to you they are, how dedicated to you are, how surrendered to they are? They pass the ultimate test. Can you imagine? You know, you're a lady and you go somewhere and the most handsome man in the universe, you meet him there alone and he tries to seduce you. And you say, no, I'm not interested. No. Or a man, it's not so... Haridas Thakur, like Prabhupada said, no one can imitate Haridas Thakur. He was chanting in a lonely place, and then Maya Devi, twice, one time a prostitute, and one time Maya Devi, personified, came there. And he said, oh, sit down, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He passed the test, but not so easy. So then Lalita and Mishaka say, you won't believe it, Radharani. How much resolution, how much dedication that this Mani Manjari has, that we were moving in the forest with Shamasundar, and we met her alone picking some flowers, and Lalita Mishaka and I and Krishna, we tried to seduce her and encourage her and joy with her, and we preached to her in so many ways and how it's going to be so good and it's okay and don't mind, Radharani would mind, she'll be happy. But do you know what her response was, what her reaction? She said, no, No, no. Just see how loyal. And Radharani says, oh, my money manji, so nice. So all these wonderful things. So we'll hear more about from some other of our books tomorrow about some of these pastimes. It's very nice to hear and understand how Krishna interacts with the mandris. It's very intimate because Madhura Rati, when you're part of Madhura Rati, you can expect, you know, to be, that you're going to be involved with it. We're serving Radha and Krishna in their conjugal pastimes, and Krishna might say, hey, well, what about you? Hey, and grab you, pull you right into it too. It's like, well, wait a minute. Like, you know, you stand on the bank of the river, and it's after the rainy season, and you're standing on the bank of the river, and the banks are a little muddy, and you're standing there and just gazing, and all of a sudden you may slip down, slip on the muddy banks right into the water. So when we're part of the intimate leelas of Radha and Krishna, our manjari sroop, then sometimes we get involved. But what our acharyas are presenting is that the manjaris are always resolute to Radharani, and there's always exception to the rule. And that's, Krishna's the exception. So he can do whatever he wants. But we'll continue there tomorrow. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Prabodhananda Saraswati Pada Ki Jai, Shri Kartik Devi Radharani Ki Jai, Shyamakanda Radhakandir Govardhana Ki Jai.